Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time.
Good morning. And we have a special guest today.
Courtney, my manager slash friend. And we're excited. She's been visiting us for a couple days now. How are you liking Michigan?
I'm so excited to be here. It is very, very simple and beautiful too. Very green.
And where? Tell them where you're from and where you live.
So I'm from San Francisco, but now live in Los Angeles. So
very different.
Yeah, nothing similar, but that's why it's kind of fun and different and a nice little vacation.
Yes, except for she has some Michigan allergies, I think.
Just the best over here.
But yeah, we've been having some fun, as much fun as we can have. I feel like we don't have a lot of things to do around here, so.
And we have a baby, so but we've been making the most of it. We went, she got to see some windmills and pictures by windmills and barns. You've taken a lot of pictures here, have you not? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, so we'll get into what Courtney does real quick. Well, not real quick. That'll be quite a bit of the conversation. We've been wanting to have you on the podcast for a while. It's easier for us. Me and Mom have never done a phone call with anybody before, so it's great if we have someone in person. You know, it's a lot more fun.
I think it's more fun, too, because I was going to say a lot of our time here, too, we were working, and it was fun. We made it fun.
Yeah, totally.
Because our jobs are fun sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it can be, for sure.
Okay, so Courtney, what do you do? What's your job title?
So I am the founder and CEO of Little Red Management, and I am a talent manager for social media brand partnerships. Essentially, if you see an ad on Nicole's page, it's most likely me reaching out to that brand and securing that partnership for her and doing a lot of other things like maybe giving her real ideas or
For a while she was just like basically she was doing like helping me with everything. I feel we talk every day. It's crazy, like all day, almost every day, and she just works like crazy, but she works for a lot of other talent too, so she is super busy and she juggles it really well, and she makes you feel like you're like her only client almost.
Thank you.
And so it's really, really nice, and she's helped me like grow and get other help, like when I need help with other things. So it's been really nice because the social media, like if you're doing that as a job, there's a lot that goes into it that people might not know. I mean, you really wouldn't know. And I think a lot of people take credit as like, oh, I do it all myself, but I absolutely do not. I have like a team of people helping me.
You know? I could not imagine like when people do even negotiate deals themselves. I'm like, how do you do that? Just because there's so much that I do on my end that talent never even see.
Yeah.
Like there's the contracts and the negotiations and the editing content maybe or captions or coming up with the creative concept. Like there's so much that sending the invoices.
Even like prices. Like I think if I was just on my own, I would have no idea where to even start with pricing, yeah. right? So you have like all of our, well, that's my phone. I thought I had it. we had it. You have all like our analytics and, yeah. and stuff. And like Courtney can see too. And I don't know if people like know this or brands can see. So there, people would say like, oh, this person bought followers or this person bought followers, whatever. Brands can see that. Brands aren't going to hire you if you literally have 10 followers and you bought a million followers, right? Courtney, yeah. they'd be able to see that.
Well, and it's hard because a lot of times too, like I've seen in the past, like fans will buy followers for people. And I feel like that's got to be like the worst thing ever because then talent don't even know that it's happening. Like, I don't know if you watched, never mind. I don't want to. Okay. I don't want to talk about it. It's too much tea.
You've seen it happen.
I think I've seen it happen. Yeah. yeah.
So it's just, and I didn't know that. You could buy it for other people either. So then I was like, oh my God, what so if someone
let's
did?
Give somebody some fans. Yeah.
No, Blair, so shout out to Blair LeSher. Oh, well, I guess her Instagram's like Fresh Prince of Blair.
Oh, yeah.
But someone bought her like 500 followers and she went on Instagram and was like, that is not helpful. Like I'm literally deleting all these followers that someone just bought yesterday. Cause
they don't interact. Right.
Well, and yeah, when you're a micro influencer, like that's a big deal. I mean, even when you're a bigger influencer, because it's hurting your engagement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No one's commenting, no one's liking, no one's viewing your stories. Like
yeah.
that, because that's such a huge thing in the brand space is like looking at engagement and how many mm-hmm. likes you get. So like, if half of someone's followers are fake or whatever, then that's very obvious, you know?
And how could people listening to this podcast that maybe have like a favorite influencer or something, how can they do without actually purchasing, say without money, what can they do to help that person? Like succeed commenting, too. Like yeah. commenting or liking.
Commenting, sharing, saving the posts. Even like just actually like thoroughly watching the stories through, I think. Just
and answering
like,
the questions when somebody yeah. has
question
questions.
Box.
Yeah. Like anything that's just interacting.
Replying to the stories, I believe. Now there's like a little heart at the bottom of the story. So like I notice that I have right? some like, I love you people. They like will always heart every single one. I feel like that's helpful.
No, it probably is because Instagram is sort of unreliable recently when it comes to mm-hmm. who's going to see the posts. And especially like I've even noticed is like a lot of people are moving to TikTok, which like of my followers, like even like, it's like when you know that like my likes have gone down half too, and I have no followers, like all these people are now on TikTok, just like scrolling on TikTok. So all those sense. People, you know, like the likes are already down on Instagram. And
oh, so they're actually, so that's why you're not. That's why, like, I'm not losing essentially a ton of followers, but losing likes because they're still on Instagram, but they have their accounts, but they're just not physically on the app. Uh-huh. That makes sense. Because
yeah,
I was like,
not on.
All of a sudden, like 20,000 like likes was like normal for me, and then it would drop down to like almost 5 on some things, yeah. and that's like a drastic change. Yeah. But my post would only be seen by like 70,000 people.
Yeah,
that's just crazy.
No, it's literally because people are just on TikTok scrolling now, and so that's where they prefer to be.
So I got to move to TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Post more videos, but it's also like it's just making sure that whatever you're posting is quality content at all times. So like you can yeah. still post reels on Instagram, and hopefully Instagram will help boost those people too.
Yeah, because now they do
reward those people.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like I'm trying to do everything that you know I should be doing because it is kind of like when you look at it, it's like a business. You know,
100%.
Yeah,
and so. Your TikTok's your own business. Instagram's your own business.
And anybody can have this business. That's what's kind of cool about it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be any type of certain type of person to make a business out of social media. So it's up to for grabs for really anyone. It's hard work, though.
I know. Right? I was going to say, like, dedication in that sense. Because
consistency. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just being in the background this week watching Courtney interact. Like she's quick. Somebody's texting her or sending her a thing. She gives her immediate input, tells them the picture's good, post. She's just like right on top of
yes.
it. And it's fast. So I didn't even feel like she wasn't present in any conversation. I feel like you're very efficient at your job. You are just
like
right on top of it.
I do like to be available all the time, which is a blessing and a curse for
yeah.
people.
Yeah, you are always available, which is crazy.
And she
yeah.
had some fun with her and Nicole were having some fun with the Franny and the Fox clothing yesterday, modeling
it. Oh my gosh,
it. And like,
so fun.
It
so
was
cute.
Kind of fun watching that. It was funny.
Yeah, I feel, well, if we were close, I feel like I'd want to work with you in person, like, one day a week, and you'd just make me do all the stuff I should be doing. Because you just sometimes need that in-person push, because it's so easy to just say,
yeah,
no, I got to do this, or no, I got to do this. Because it's not it's fun when you get doing it, but, like, some stuff is a big setup, you know?
It's also fun for me, too, because I think, like, it's actually seeing it get done versus mm-hmm. just, like, a video being sent on my phone. Mm-hmm. Like, I like being part of the production of it, and I hope, like, long term I can do more of that stuff because and have more time for that mm-hmm. because that's, like, what I like about my job is being able to see it because like, be created.
And, like, I feel like you appreciate the time that it takes to do something, and you aren't just like get it done. It's like, oh, okay, well, can you multitask, or can we get a bunch done, like, with your photographer? You make it as easy as possible is what I'm saying, like, instead of just saying just do it.
It's so important to invest in yourself.
My all-time favorite diapers and wipes are Coterie. They are just like the next level. I don't know if you've ever tried them. I saw all those videos on Instagram of them, like, pouring water into, like, all these diapers, and Coterie, like, wins over and over again. And we got some for Arrow, and there's honestly, like, no comparison. They are amazing. So, and also, if you have a baby with sensitive skin or eczema, it's kind of difficult when they develop diaper rash and when they're getting wet over and over again. Well, Coterie diapers, they hold up to 2 times more liquid capacity and up to 4 times faster absorbency versus other brands. So they keep your baby drier longer, which is what us as parents all want. And parents report that there are fewer nighttime leaks in diaper changes, which can't lead to better sleep quality for you and the baby. You know, Coterie can even take your baby through potty training. They have a new 2-in-1 product. It's called the Pant, and it moves like yoga pants, but it absorbs like a diaper. And I'm excited to get Arrow to try those once we get to that stage. It has a readjustable waistband. That means you can tailor fit the pant to your baby's exact size, and you can even do vertical changes. They only use the cleanest and safest ingredients, which I think is my all-time favorite part of this. And the pant is proven to be nearly free of 200 potentially harmful and irritating ingredients. And their diapers and wipes, Coterie's diapers and wipes, are in a class all of their own. They've been awarded the best diaper and wipes by The Bump and Parents.com. Plus, their wipes are National Eczema Association approved. So right now, Coterie is partnering with Coco Caliente to offer you 20% off your first order plus free shipping when you go to Coterie.com and enter promo code COCO. That's Coterie spelled Coterie.com. Promo code COCO, COCO, for 20% off and free shipping. Promo code COCO.
So you talked about lots of things you love about your job. What's, like, your least favorite thing?
So I feel like my least favorite thing is I'm responsible for a lot of people's income. And I think sometimes that's, like, I could literally cry about it right now because I literally, like, when I get text messages about people, like, needing deals and all that, like,
yeah, it's hard.
I know that, like, I'm the reason why they're making money.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's really frustrating because, like, I think people need other,
yeah, another
jobs
job
outside of social media mm-hmm. and, like, can't be all on me. But, like, I think that, I mean, like, my fiance knows this all the time because, like, if someone texts me on the weekend, like, it just ruins my whole weekend or, like, at night.
Oh, text you in general or saying they need money?
No, text, like, saying, like, oh, so are there any deals coming up or when's my next deal or whatever? And, like, I just, like, I hate that.
Yeah, that would be heartbreaking. And especially if you're a sensitive person and you're so close to all your clients.
Yeah.
That has to, like, when you're sensitive and close to your clients, I would feel like that too. Like, even like just being like a manager at the store, when people would tell me just they need more hours and there's only so many hours to give. And it's like, I would literally like back out and say, okay, you can have, I'll just come in and do the paperwork. You can have my days. You know what I mean? Because it makes you feel so bad. Cause it's mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, they need that. I'm going to just give them my hours and, you know, that kind of stuff.
It makes you feel unappreciated, I think, in a way, because it feels like whatever you're already doing for them isn't enough. And I feel like that's where it's, like, also frustrating, because it's, like, if you're going to keep asking me for this stuff, like, go find another manager.
I feel so sad that you have that pressure, because I can't even imagine, and that you feel so deeply about it. Because a lot of managers don't have the compassion that you have. They're just like, you're old news, like, bye. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel like part of me also, like, needs to stand up. Like, I've started to, being like, I'll let you know when you have something, kind of thing. But I mean, it's just, it's tough, because it's like, you, like, I do care about these people. Like, I do care about, like, them making money too. And like, because, but like, the hard part is, it's like, I don't even, like, I don't really care about a deal. Like, I don't care about making money for a deal. It's more just like, I need to get them something.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I just need to get them anything.
Even if it's not benefiting you, because maybe the amount that you make from it is like taking away from other money that you could make. It take a lot of time goes, like, into your deal.
Especially if you're a smaller creator, and I'm just like, I really do enjoy working with you, and I want to do well for you. And then it's like, well, I could be spending this time on someone that's going to make X amount, you know, way more. But it's just, either way, like, I think it's just like my weekly struggle of just I at least get like a few texts like that. And it's like, I'm also allowed to like visit my clients and like do things. Yeah. Like go travel and not work. Like, I have a few employees now. Like, I have the luxury of doing this stuff that are amazing and I trust with stuff, but it's like, I don't know if it looks bad that I do this stuff or what, but I'm like, can you leave me alone? Like, I literally
want to live
get back to you next
bit.
Week. Yeah.
She's so crazy. Like, that I texted her one day and didn't know that she was freaking wedding dress shopping. It's on a Sunday, because we just talk every day and I never know what day it is. And then I asked her something about work and she's like, okay, I'll get back to you. I'm trying on wedding dresses. I'm like, you crazy. I am so sorry.
Don't even answer.
I am so sorry. Like, sometimes I just preface with,
should I just like put it on my story? Like, hi, don't bother me today.
Oh man, it just makes me feel so bad. So I try to, because I know how it is. Like, on
you
this
should
end.
Set up an automatic response on your text to your clients. Put them all in
that
a girl.
That is a thing.
It is, because like, even like, sometimes I'll get an automatic email back or whatever. You should, could just set an automatic thing that
you
says,
can do that? That's cool. You should.
And you should just say, off for 3 hours.
Well, I've thought about getting a whole new phone and just
for, like,
leave
work
it.
Versus...
just having this phone for work, because everyone has my number. And then literally just give like Dima my other number. Like,
which is her fiance.
And then you take that with
but
you.
Then, but then you go on Instagram. Like, that's what I'll do on the weekends. And then that's...
So
and no, but then people DM me things.
Oh, then they DM
and ideas
you.
And like, because that's where DM the work is. So like, every night when I'm on my phone, like on Instagram, I'm still working, because I'm still seeing all these brand deals that I need, like brands that I need to reach out to.
Yeah,
and like,
and a lot of times they don't benefit Courtney at all, because a lot of them aren't money deals. They're just free
gifting,
free gifting deals.
Oh, that's and, like and, the death of me.
And that's a lot. And that's like
she coordinated a lot for my wedding. That was just trade and all that. And so, or even,
so that's like extra and beyond for
people. And
stuff for Arrow.
Yeah.
That's but that's why it's like, it's just things like that, that it's like, why do some of these people like ask, like, I don't know. It's just like, they have to know that it bothers me.
Yeah.
Like, like, and I get it. Like, they're worried too, but like, then help me, like, send me brand ideas or do this or do that. But like, also that kind of,
also
like,
help, just, also though, help yourself. Like, you need, they need to help themselves by maybe getting a backup job. Like, social media might not be forever. And, and I do love that Victor has like an everyday job, because he has, what is it called? Like a 401k and stuff. Yeah. Like, he has all that. So it's
insurance.
It's nice. So we always say, like, we could just really, downsize on our spending if we had to, if my career ended, and just, you know, live off that, you know what I mean? But you gotta be smart with the money you're making too.
Totally.
So what is your favorite reality TV show? And does it, has it changed or?
Yeah. So it's okay. So just to like give a little background, like I, like my goal in college was to manage people from The Bachelor. So just to give a little like, like that was like my senior year. Like, okay, so how do I do this? Like, cause it was the, it was 2015. So it was like, I want to say Chris Soule's season. And that was like when people started getting famous, Caitlin Bristow, Ashley Iaconetti, who are some other people from her, but that was like kind of the first season that like people became like social media famous. So I would say I started liking The Bachelor first. Now I still love Bachelor in Paradise. I think I'm not a really huge fan of Bachelor and Bachelorette as much. And I don't know, like, because I feel like I'm not really going to be working. I don't know. My goal these days when I watch TV, it's like I'm not thinking about who my next client is going to be because I'm already content with my clients now.
You're pretty full, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't really... Like, I mean, sure, if there's someone that comes my way, like, will I maybe entertain them? Probably, you know, it just depends. But it's just, I also need to be realistic of, like, my own mental health and, like, boundaries. And just, if you take on another person, then it's another person that you're trying to get to know, how they're going to work, like, all this stuff versus, like, my clients that I have, like, I know what I'm going to get, pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
But, so I would say Bachelor, Big Brother, Survivor were my top three, like my whole, like since I was probably 13-ish. But and then that's like mostly I mostly manage people from Big Brother when I started, and then kind of more Bachelor people here and there. And now I would say it's a mixture of MTV Challenge, Teen Mom people, Big Brother, a couple YouTubers. Couple like people that got famous off like just TikTok and Instagram. And then
some Bachelor. A food person too, right?
Now a foodie. Because I wanted but a new challenge.
These are like your different client people, but like which one do you enjoy watching the most now? She has not watched the new challenge
USA,
and I just told her today she needs to binge it because it's really good.
I know. I watched a couple, like the first ones, and then I just didn't get back into it. I have a DVR'd though.
I think it's going to be a big thing.
I know everyone.
I think you should go back and watch it.
Because I don't like that. I mean, my clients from the challenge know this. So, like, I don't like the challenge. Like, it's not entertaining to me. So, is it different?
I never watched the challenge. So, I think it. I only watched it when Victor was on it. And yes, it does seem different.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I know all the,
said great
and maybe it's
this.
Because I know them all from different shows.
That's
and I love, like I liked when Nicole was on Amazing Race with all the different reality shows. Cause that, so that it's kind of like that. And I loved watching the competitions and the way they think. And cause you've already watched them on something before. Yeah. So I think it's really interesting seeing them all mesh because like Love Island weren't on a challenge show. They were just on a love show. So they're really getting in there and working hard. It's just really interesting.
Do you know who
wins? I seen a rumor, but I'm not sure if it's right. But
we don't want to say it on here because what if someone doesn't want to know?
No, we're not allowed.
No, and
the only reason
you have concrete evidence.
Yeah, I don't have.
I always know who wins. Okay.
I don't have any concrete evidence, but I did hear the money wasn't split evenly. So I'm interested to see.
I don't know how.
I'm interested to see which the girl or the boy who took the money.
Do you know who Gabby and Rachel picks?
Actually, no, because I wanted to watch this season and not know.
This is the first time that I did not want to know because it kind of spoiled. I mean, I usually like. You know, when you're scrolling through Instagram, like you keep going and it's like 10 slides. Are you sure you want to know? Yeah, are you sure you want to know? I was like, I didn't go
and
through
Dima
it.
Dima will get mad at me. He's like, with like Big Brother stuff and Bachelor, he's like, why do you look at this stuff? This is ridiculous. And like, even with Big Brother, he's like, why do you look up who won HOH? Like, he's going to get so mad at me that like we already know who won HOH on
and
Sunday.
It's hard not to. You can't go on any platforms. You can't go on your Facebook or anything without knowing
all these people.
And that's what I just told Courtney this morning because last night we watched Big Brother on the Thursday Night Live, and then Nicole texted me a couple hours later and told me who won the HOH, which I would have saw because I would have looked first thing this morning. But it's so disappointing now when Sunday night I don't want to go watch the competition because I already knew who won. That's my favorite thing about like Survivor and stuff is watching and getting your heart racing when you're watching like who's going to win. Oh my gosh, they're about dropping that puzzle piece. They're going to get it.
See, maybe they will get rid of live feeds for this reason.
Yeah.
They should because that is not interesting anymore at all. Yeah,
I agree.
We fast forward through the competition. The Wednesday episode because we already knew
and that should
won.
Be the but favorite Dima part. Loves, I love I competitions. Say, that's
Dima
my favorite
loves
part.
The competitions.
Because he doesn't know who wins.
Yeah, Dima's my fiance, by the way, Dimitri.
But that's,
and Nicole can't say his Dima.
I say Dimitri because I called him Dima.
But yeah, that's my favorite thing on Survivor is the competitions. The every single time, so that's why it's like. But if you already knew who won, it's like okay, well, it's not even fun because you can't even get your like. Heart racing and you can't get excited. Like, why do you want to get excited if you know who
No, I agree.
Okay, so I'm going to see who came in second. That's what I get to watch, you know, or yeah. If it was close or no, I don't like to be.
Did you watch the cut what I was on? But you knew who won. Did you watch the comps? Because I was in
when
them?
You were on. Yes. But when you were on, things changed. On Thursday nights, they did the competitions live.
Oh, yeah.
And the only ones that went off air were like the long ones, like the walls and stuff. And then you could go right online and watch them live.
Oh, yeah.
So, I got to watch them live. I didn't. Mm. They didn't do it like this. The last couple of years, they've done this and I don't like it. They do them. They end the show with them
starting.
Wait,
you can't even watch, right? You can't even watch it on feeds. On feeds, no. Like the competition.
No,
you used to be able to.
Always. They probably do it because the people were probably like, "Oh, this person took their foot off and they didn't catch it." It's probably just like annoying for production. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, no, they have to.
We better. Courtney's got to catch her plane today, so we got to do our weird and normal.
Okay,
and then
okay. So our weird or normal is it weird or normal to go to a wedding and not give a gift?
Definitely weird.
I think it's kind of weird.
It's weird. These people are spending like $500 on each person minimum these days, I feel like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not around here. That's kind of high.
Well, I think at least 100 a person, I would say.
But no, it is
in LA 500
a
person.
I still have to ask. Okay, so if you have 300 people, if you have 300 people in Ubly at a wedding,
yeah.
$100 a person.
No, it's only like probably $40.
But how much is the wedding total for? I mean, I know it depends.
There's 15,000 to 20,000. You can get a nice wedding for that.
I don't know anymore. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna find out.
Not that expensive, mm-mm. Right? Like in California, venues like $20,000.
Yeah, that's
just
a
for
lot.
The venue.
No, and this is probably like.
And some of our venues make you use their food places, and yeah. It was still when you were gonna have it in Michigan.
Oh yeah,
the first time it was really expensive.
Oh yeah, okay, so I'm talking about in our hometown versus it was still gonna be expensive if we went up to Charlevoix.
So it depends on what you put into it, your flowers, your decorations. I'll let you know that in the future when Jesse gets married, because he's gonna do everything around here versus what Nicole did, and he will invite a lot more people mm-hmm. than Nicole could have at a destination wedding. But the reason with our weird or normal, we were talking about like when you go to a destination wedding, because you're flying and you're spending all that extra money and vacationing, is it normal to not give a gift? I've never went to a wedding and not
given a gift.
No, or a graduation party, or even the birthday parties that say, come, do not bring
gifts. No gifts.
We don't want no gifts. I still always do something. I've never mm-hmm. been that person. And what did you tell me today that it's normal? You can have a year.
You can have like a year to mm-hmm. give a wedding gift is like the old fashioned like rule. You can have a mm-hmm. year. But my question is like, because it is a valid question of the sense of like some people they're going to the wedding and they're spending minimum $2,000 traveling there with mm-hmm. like them and a partner and hotel and flights. Like I do expect at least a card.
Yeah. Just a card like, that just said,
I think at least
enjoyed your day.
But it's hard because there are some people that like maybe, okay. I mean, the question is, did they forget or did they just purposely not do it? Or like,
did
what's
the card
situation?
Get stolen?
Are they too busy? That's your thought process. I'm like, no, definitely not. Like for me, like I feel like I went to your wedding and I freaking left the card in the hotel room and then you never send it. Right. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you might, whatever mm-hmm. you get home and you're like, oh, just kind of on the side. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, I buy Father's Day cards and forget to send them. Like, that's a thing. But, I mean, it's for sure weird. I just think there is this other conversation of if a lot of people are traveling mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And spending so much money. Like, where I'm getting married, it's like $300 a night to stay there. Mm-hmm. And then they have to also get there. So, like, minimum is mm-hmm. probably, like, $600 for the hotel and then however much it is to get there, it's like, is that kind of equivalent to a wedding gift? I don't know.
Yeah. And see, I haven't been to very many destination weddings, so I didn't know how that worked, but actually like, a wedding that, my son was just in,
and when you're in a wedding, you spend so much money. I feel like you also don't need to get a gift maybe.
Oh, okay. So that might make sense then.
Yeah. Because you're paying for a bachelorette party and
but
stuff.
I mean, I always
well,
I do.
Think,
but,
I know.
Yeah, and Jesse does too. But he said he went to a wedding and it was up in our area, not far from here. And the groomsman told him that they probably only got cards from 20% or 30% of the people, which was a little bit weird. So they were worried that somebody like took the box or took things out of the box and that kind of stuff. It's just weird. So I don't know how that works anymore. If people don't do that kind of stuff, or if it's younger people that don't and older people do, because like I couldn't make that wedding because we went to Nashville that weekend and I still sent them a card and money in the mail and I didn't go, you know, but that's
very nice.
I always, you know, do.
I think it's hard too. Some weddings that I've gone to recently, they don't have a registration. Is that the right word?
It's probably registry. But is registry short for registration? Probably.
So if they don't have a registry or like a honey fund or something, I find it so difficult to be like, what do I get? I guess you just send a check and that could be fine. But then it's like the amount is like kind of weird. We were talking about
last night. So I guess everybody, and we didn't register for our weddings. We had showers. Are you having a shower for your wedding?
Yeah.
We registered
So then you also have that if you're in the bridal party.
Well, if you register for the shower. And then things that weren't picked up, that's just your registry. People can just still pick off that for your wedding. That's like how we kind of did it up here. But I'm going to say, unless somebody's giving you something homemade, like a blanket or something up here, most people in our area just give, it's 99% cards. It's not gifts. Cards.
My mom let me do
a registry?
No, a honeymoon type fund thing. Cause she just thought that
looks weird.
Is that rude? But I don't think that's rude. If you have,
I don't remember saying you couldn't do that.
Yeah, you thought that it was weird.
I think for the shower, I thought something like that was weird because you had a lot of stuff for the house.
Well, we didn't even go on a honeymoon.
But yeah,
so maybe that's why it was weird. No. It's like a wedding fund. Like people just start paying back the wedding. That's what's the awkward part though with checks. Like, are you just literally paying for your
food?
Yeah.
See, and that's what I think. I think it's a lot different now, and the younger generation doesn't understand it as much as the older. That's my feeling.
I think the younger generation kind of understands it more than sometimes the older people. Like 30s? Yeah, I feel like 30s know how much a wedding costs, whereas people then in their 60s might still think that it's $8 a plate.
I don't think that, but I think more people, older people, are going to give a card versus the younger people.
I don't know. I guess that held true for my wedding.
Yeah, because like my grandma will still send me cards like on my birthday, but like that's kind of, you know?
Yeah, I think, I guess for my wedding, it was the older people who gave a card and the younger people who, I guess, don't think that you're supposed to, which is fine because they traveled there. It's
not
just
supposed to. I think it's more of like a, I don't know.
It's just an interesting conversation because
have a card and then like I'll forget it in the car or something. Like, and I've happened twice. Happened at Dima's friend's wedding. Like, had it check written everything in the car, and then we didn't take the car to the wedding, so then we forgot. We took an Uber, so then we forgot the car.
Uh-huh. And I only did that once, and it was at a wedding I went to, and I left the card in the car and I wanted to get it the whole time, but it was like the reception was at a barn and it was muddy out, it was raining, and it was a long walk to the car.
Like, so I'll just send it later.
So, no, I was like, I'll get it and try to drive closer and put it in the box when we leave. And it didn't work that way because by the time it was just no way to get it closer without having to walk.
I am
going
to be better about this now after this conversation.
And I swear, then I took it in the house and it was, I think, a year later when I like spotted it.
Yeah, that's a good surprise.
But I did send it.
I feel like that'd be like a good little...
But that was the only time I did it. So I'm trying to be super conscious. And Dave is like really good at, like, he literally, do you have your cards? You got your cards? You know, he makes sure that I am like...
Well, even like all graduation parties, we do our own gift. Even my brother didn't go to our cousins. We have so many first cousins because my dad's one of 15. Yeah. But like he didn't even make it. And he's like, I'm definitely going to send them in their... two of them. I'm definitely going to send them a card. And I think it's just like, because even way back in 2010 when I graduated high school, there was a lot of people that just showed up to my grad party and then didn't give a card, right?
But then there was a lot of people that stopped.
Kind of weird.
There was a lot of surprises of people that came to your card. Young classmates, remember, they all gave our card. So it's weird that weren't like invited that way with an invitation. So, you know, I feel like for your guys' graduation, you guys got a lot of cards.
Oh, we did. We did. Yeah. But, there, I don't know. It's just like sometimes it's just different. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm curious, like as Jesse gets married and stuff like that, if things have just changed or what. But it's just a good conversation. And
Well, I think it's interesting too, because the ones that I've gone to, are like have always been far away from us. So mm-hmm. I never bring a gift because I don't want these people to travel back with it and having right. to like fly back to Michigan, you know, when you were in Florida, like mm-hmm. fly back. So like, but I think this is a good reminder to like still bring a card, even if I'm going to like ship a gift mm-hmm. because I think people always have the card boxes at their wedding, even if it's
just,
far away.
They just so kind of feel like it's like you're acknowledging it. Like, hey,
I think or so. Even like, oh, your gift is in the mail.
Yeah. Or even if someone like said, cause I know some people don't have like, just like, that's a lot to ask of someone to come to a destination wedding sometimes. And a lot of times, and in the card, they could just say, hey, thank you so much for having us. Like we had so much fun. And like, just that, like not even a
it's
gift
so
or money
hard, though. Cause couldn't you at least give a candle or something, well, you know, but then it's
yeah,
hard.
But then just knowing like know. That they just like, and like we spent, you know, our, the money on a vacation and our family had so much fun and
yeah, anything.
You know what I mean?
Wait, like, okay. Can I ask a question
oh gosh.
About weddings?
Sure.
Okay. Weird or normal to have a cash bar?
Oh, I've never been.
Never been.
So it's weird.
Probably in this area.
Yeah.
When do you always have open bars?
Yeah.
Always? No. Some people just have beer and wine. You mean like some people don't have liquor. Is that what you're asking? But yes, they have open bars.
No, I went to a bar and it was, I had to pay for everything.
No, they're the only thing, that was weird. The only thing, and now they didn't have this back in our day, but I noticed that all the weddings now they have the tip things. But you know what I'm saying? Oh, but they didn't even have that back when we just served all the alcohol and there was no such tip thing. But now a lot of the weddings have the tips.
I've never had to buy a drink at a wedding.
Me
either. If that's what you're asking.
I spent $200 at the recent wedding on drinks.
Holy.
No, I have
so
never.
So that was my gift. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, that is crazy. That is crazy. That could be really expensive. No, I've never, ever been to an
And I
open
was buying
bar.
The bride and groom drinks.
Oh, yeah, because they'd have to pay. They don't even get free drinks.
That was how I would cut the 30-minute line. Is I would go in front of their friends and be like, I'm buying them a drink.
Well, then you didn't get that's their gifts. Then you were buying
that's
them their
I'm
alcohol.
Saying.
Oh my
no,
God.
But that's weird, right? That, like, I want to know, like,
is that
to
like,
me,
can
that's
we do
weird.
Some polls about weddings yeah. on your Instagram after
is
you release
like
this? Because
yeah.
I want to know.
Is that on the West Coast?
Yeah, it was on yeah. the West Coast. Which, like, they
I'm
had
sure
250 people. So, like, I don't know if maybe they're. This is my only thing that I'm trying to stand up for is if it was like $50 a person mm-hmm. at their wedding venue, because some people don't allow you to bring in alcohol. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was like $50 a person and they had to get open bar or pay for every single person for 250 yeah. people.
And
that's
people
an extra $15,000.
And some people
well,
don't
then,
drink.
If that was going to be my choice and I couldn't afford that, then I would have had an alcohol free wedding. Do you know
just
what
no
I'm saying? That's what I would.
Yeah, that
that's what
weird.
I,
like people were leaving at what, like 8 o'clock because there was no alcohol. I mean, like they didn't want to pay or wait. I don't know.
Well, that drink. No, I would probably have a no alcohol wedding. You know,
I actually am going to call that venue to find out. I want to know. We'll report back.
Well, because
I'm
if
so
say you have a bunch of pregnant people coming to your wedding that aren't going to drink, you don't want to pay $50 a person.
But that's
for them.
What I'm saying. So that's like where it makes sense.
Up here, we
of.
Don't pay per person.
No, you don't.
No, that's
you
why
do
you
like
pay
wristbands.
Like yeah, wristbands.
We don't do per person up here like that. So, you know, most of the time it's. However much alcohol you use, they'll ship the alcohol to the place and then the store will take it all back, which you don't use. Like, it's
yeah.
kind of nice how
yeah,
it works
our,
up here.
Like, the place that I'm doing it at, we like bring our own drinks and
we'll
then we
see,
pay
then
for like
too.
A bartender.
Yeah, that's
but
normal.
Cool. We get to bring our own, which
that's
is
what you did.
Amazing. Yeah. But I'm like,
mm-hmm. and I didn't want liquor at
now.
My wedding because I just felt like people could get too wild on it.
Yeah.
Not because I didn't want to pay for it. I just yeah. felt like it was like.
No, I agree. People do that. Because
shots.
Lot.
Where a lot of people up
people
here
do, that. Yeah.
Do shots at their wedding and people beer. Yeah. They're
and
not
I was
bottles.
Pregnant and couldn't drink and I really didn't feel like dealing with a bunch of drunk
yeah,
idiots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, people still drank. Like,
yeah,
do
but
you still
beer
have
and wine.
Liquor?
Yeah.
I've yeah. seen people
oh, yeah,
do...
I had, like, a specialty drink.
Yeah,
in
I love
Royal.
That.
Oh, yeah, so,
yeah.
yeah, so we did have Crown
had,
Royal
yeah,
mojitos.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I've seen people
we just
do,
didn't have shots.
Like, beer and wine free and then, like, pay for the hard liquor. Mm-hmm. That seems fine, too. Like, if people yeah. want to do that, then fine, but... The,
but they have to have a choice for them to drink, I think. Yeah, at least the beer and the wine, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, well, this was a really great conversation, Courtney. This was easy to have you
Should
on.
Should we keep doing wedding weird and normals?
I feel like we could have a whole episode on weddings, you know, because your wedding's coming up.
Well, now that
Everyone
we got... now that we
wedding
got,
talk.
And now that we got Courtney geared in, maybe we can actually do her on the phone one time, too. But you plan on coming and bringing your... fiance up to visit soon again. Yeah. Anyways.
Not soon, but in a year.
Right? I know. Isn't that crazy? And the last time I saw you was a year and a half ago at the wedding.
It's just weird because, I mean, we talk so much that I feel like it's easy.
It doesn't feel like that. No. Yeah.
She wants me and Arrow to fly to LA for a couple days. She's nuts. Yeah. She'll have you have an Arrow run around.
If he's like, I feel like give him like 3 months and then he'll be like my best friend.
Yeah.
Like, because he's at like a year where he's kind of scared of me.
Okay, well, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. And we'll be putting up some wedding polls either on the Coco Caliente podcast page or my personal page.
But we have to think of more weird and normals.
Yeah. More just like input on wedding stuff. It's interesting.
It's so fun because people could talk so long about it.
Yeah. Like, and it's also weird that people haven't been to a wedding in like their whole life until they're like 30. I find that so weird. That's a whole nother discussion though. So anyways, thank you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for having me.